This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Media and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 9th, 2014. We're in the third hour. That means we're taking your phone calls. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I've got a little question I'm going to ask everyone today. If you know who made the documentary film, if you can name the person that made the documentary film, one of my favorites, 9/11, The Illusion, then I will have you give your address to the board op, and I will send you a complimentary copy of 9/11, The Illusion, and Loss of Liberty. So if you'd like to call in with that, 1-800-313-9443. Or you can just give the, if you know the answer, you can give it to the board op and give him your address. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, how you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron, and thank you very much for taking my call. You were talking about these guys coming across the borders because we have no borders. They're bringing disease and criminals in. Big Pharma is going to make money on the big scare of, hey, if you don't want to catch what they have, you better get vaccinated. The Democrats are going to be guaranteed their vote because the Democrats are going to give them welfare, and they're going to give them subsidized housing, and they're going to give them free education, and probably free driver's license and voter's cards. It is so anti-American in this country, and we're going to have to determine what an American really is. I mean, when you talk bad about this government, people have a tendency to think you are anti-American. Well, I'm anti-government. I love this country, love my neighbors, I love everything about this place. Born and raised here, and never left here for a vacation, never visited anywhere on any other border, never even been to Canada. This is just lunacy. Now, I got a text, this is a little bit off the subject, but I got a text from my little brother, who was a general foreman at the shop I'm working at, and he texted me after talking to a couple of the other guys working there that it was great to have the old Jer back. And I texted him right back. I says, I go to work, I cash my check. As far as the old Jer goes, I will never go back to the old Jer because I'm living in reality. I'm dealing with facts, and I'm dealing with truth. I was banned from working for 4.5 months because nobody wanted to hear this stuff that you talk about for 3 hours every Saturday. I talk about it every day, but not at work. Not allowed to bring it up. So people don't want to face the facts. People don't want to do their homework. They think it's a chore. And the older people are, the harder it's going to be to persuade them. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So we've been trained in a certain way that the dollar is money and the Federal Reserve note is money. It's not currency. We've been trained that you got to trust government. All of these agencies for the government, tell me any one of them that has ever done their job and done it properly. the post office operates in the red every single year. They got to be bailed out. The FDA is letting companies like Monsanto poison us. They're putting bovine injections into the cows, the dairy products that we eat. It's the antibiotics that are going into the pigs and the cattle feed and everything else. Farron, we're in serious trouble. This is a direct attack on our lives. It's no different than somebody coming, kicking down your door with a baseball bat or a Glock 17 and taking pot shots at you. It's just a little bit slower kill, and it's all to make Big Pharma rich. So thanks a lot for taking my call.
Oh, no, you said so much. So you summed it up so well. I can't disagree with a single thing that you said. And Jerry, being banned from speaking the truth, I've experienced a little bit of that in my life as well. And I find it fascinating that when you're telling someone something that is a fact, you know, when you're discussing the facts about the Federal Reserve and how it works, it's not up for debate. It's not opinion. It's not a theory. Or if you're talking about the facts about 9/11, I mean, there are hardcore facts that can't be disputed, but people will completely reject this. I've dealt with it firsthand, and it you know, you said so much there, the failure of every aspect of the government. The ratcheting up of the indebtedness, everything a failure, just like the post office. And then Jerry, what it brought to mind when you were saying that, we're going to let this entity is going to run our health care. And I could speak at length. I've had some dealings with health care because my mother was in a really bad car wreck. And I'm here to tell you, I'll tell everyone here, one of the biggest hospitals in this area that used to have a great reputation. My mother was in that hospital for a length of time, and I was at the hospital a great length of time. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful treatment and care at that hospital. Something has changed drastically. I mean, you said so much there, Jerry, it is just the truth, and I hear it in your voice. I enjoy your phone calls because I hear it in your voice. You understand that we are in dire straits, and you understand the frustration of trying to wake up the people around you while they just adamantly oppose reality. You said reality. It's exactly what it is, Jerry, and it's a frustrating. You know, I interviewed right at the very beginning Dr. Gene Schroeder, one of probably the best interview personally, in my opinion, that I ever done. And I called him on the phone, and he told me, he said, "Farron, I beat my head on the wall for 10 years. He traveled all over the country speaking at American Legions and that kind of thing. It was VHS tapes. You know, this was late 80s, early 90s. And so he said, "Yeah, I'll do an interview. You're wanting to beat your head on the wall." And it took me a while to come to grips with what he really meant, but it was absolutely the fact, and that's how I feel a lot of times, and that's how you have to feel at times too, don't you, Jerry?
Absolutely, Farron. It's funny you just mentioned American Legion, because American Legion halls and VFW halls, you can already see it in their flag with the gold fringe in there, that they've been captured. And they don't even know they've been captured because they do not know the history of the gold fringe around the flag. It is so sad that these guys went and volunteered or were drafted to go and fight in wars, that they used mustard gas and Agent Orange and depleted uranium as weapons, knowing that these people were going to come back and bring back cancers and things like that.
It's sick.
I don't know. Let's just keep spreading the word. That's the ministry. Keep spreading the word. Maybe one out of every 100 that you talk to will actually get the light bulb to click inside their brain and say, "Hey, what this guy is saying is making a lot of sense. I'm going to look up some of it." I had a friend of mine 2.5 years ago that said, "You know, you're crazy. I'm just going to let them take me away when they come and everything." Now she's been studying this stuff, and she's with me 100%, and she says, "I thought you were making it up. I cannot believe all of this is true." But she can't sway her husband. So I did touch one person, and that one person is now talking at work and talking at campgrounds and things like that and at bars, and she's mentioning to other people when the topic comes up, and they're getting the deer in the headlights look, too. So people, slowly but surely, my mother understands it. She's 90 years old, and
you
she understands it.
When you plant that seed, you never know how far it'll go. We're coming up on a break. Hey, Jerry, do you know who made the film, the documentary film 9/11, The Illusion?
No, I do not, and I wish I did, but I'm going to have to watch it. And thank you for taking my call, Farron, and God bless you, and God bless everybody that listens and deals with RBN. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. A lot of good information right there. Jerry hit the nail on the head. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. If you know who made the documentary film, 9/11, The Illusion, call in to the board op. He knows the answer. Tell him and give him your address. I'll mail you a copy. We're coming back with Renee in North Carolina, then Lee in Tennessee. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls all this hour. 1-800-313-9443. We've got Renee in North Carolina, Lee in Tennessee, John in Tennessee, Art coming up, then Blue in Tennessee. They are representing Tennessee. Hey, Art got it right, but Art is off the grid. I'm not sure if he's going to give his address to receive the mail. So, but Art got it right. The question was, who made the documentary film 9/11, the illusion. We'll have to see how all that comes out before we give the answer. We're going to go to Renee, patiently holding. Hey, Renee, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, in this country, things could not have happened. You can't buy what's not for sale. And the thing is, everybody is generally, you know, I hear a lot often of people always trying to blame things on a demographic group that they do not belong to. I don't hear people calling in who belong to a certain demographic group and putting the blame on their own group. I have never heard that ever, okay? And so the thing is, you can't buy what's not for sale. Even the Jews and the bankers could not have done what they have done without the complicity of our government employees. And this, I'll be called the biatch word, I'm sure, over this one. The thing is, you have to look at what demographic group held most of the reins of power in this country from its beginning. The WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They were on that train to Jekyll Island with the Jew. And the thing is, nothing bad could have happened in this country. The Jews couldn't have got the fit hole they did. The bankers couldn't have done what they did without their complicity. And I think it's time that people, instead of trying to point that finger of blame everywhere else, need to own it. Because you can't fix a problem till you accurately identify it. The thing is, just because some people who look like you did it doesn't mean you guilty, okay? But the thing is, we have to tell the truth, because if we keep trying to blame it on everybody else, we can't accurately solve our problem unless we accurately identify it. And the problem is the criminals and corruption in government. We have to stop going down all these rabbit trails. You know, I just don't care what religion or what ism a person belongs to. To me, that is a rabbit trail that starts that whole divide and conquer thing. We still have hosts in this genre that are continually trying to blame the Democrats and the liberals and saying if we just support Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, everything will be fine. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that, as I know you don't either. But so the thing is, some of the problems are within, that are still playing the divide and conquer game. They just changed the words from progressive and libertarian. And we have to have a laser-like focus that it is our government bureaucrats and employees and their corruption and criminality that is systemic. From Washington, D.C. to City Hall, all these people go, oh, we have to take it back at the local level. I'm sorry, I have experienced corruption at the local level, tried contacting all the people you have to, and all you do is hit brick walls. It's from the very top to the very bottom. And the thing is, I just, like I say, I really think we have to focus, if we can all get on one page, that is, instead of trying to blame it at demographic groups, that, yeah, they might be kind of a problem, but you have to kind of start a hierarchy of things. Are the brown people at the border a problem? Yeah, but who had the power to set up the policy in this country to dangle the carrot in front of their nose to make them want to come here, giving them the free welfare benefits? It was the people in power who set the policy. So that's, they are a symptom and a result, but they are not the cause.
That's very well said, and it brings to mind a discussion that me and a friend of mine, Mike, have often, and we've had it on this broadcast as well. I think you brought it up maybe last week, and a lot of people enjoyed your comments. But, you know, we have been sold out by both parties, and I am with you, Renee. I am sick of listening to any broadcast that is trying to tout that we're going to return to some sort of utopia if we sweep in all the Republicans. You know, we've had that. We know. Can't we learn from what has already happened? Don't we know a little bit of just our recent history? The Republicans, when they had control, didn't do a darn thing about the border. They could have, but they didn't. They ran up massive amounts of debt. right now, the Republicans control the House and have since 2010, and the debts went up $3 trillion. Why? Well, my friend calls it Republicanitis, and it's rampant in this area. But but you're right. I mean, there has been a lot of selling out by the white race running the government that has brought us to the point that we are at. And there is a lot of traitors that has reduced this country to the problems that we now face and our children face. So I can't disagree with that. And you got to identify the problem to be able to do anything about it. But here is the problem, and we got about 3 minutes till break, and they're yours. Then we'll come back with Lee in Tennessee. But, you know, here is the problem. They have so successfully divided us. If you listen to this broadcast, who's calling in? It's the same kind of age group primarily. It's the same people, concerned white America. I have never, at all these protests that we used to put on in the Fed, all these various ones, it has always been the same. It seems that they have so successfully divided us that we can't seem to unite at all to come against the true enemy, because we stay so successfully divided. And in the midst of that, Renee, we've got a whole litany of people that just don't care. Their religion is NASCAR or whatever else, rock and roll. They care nothing about what's going on in this country. They're oblivious. If you ask them who the vice president was, they would be completely clueless. You know the ones. But I'll give you the last word. We've got about 2 minutes to break. They're yours. Then we'll come back. We've got Lee in Tennessee, John in Tennessee, and Art.
Well, you know, I know a person who works as Veterans for Peace, and he is trying to unite both, and he's a conservative, but this is what he told me. He says when he tries to unite kind of like the left and the right, he says actually the conservatives are the worst about they have to have everything their way. They will not work with other people. The only way they will work with you is if you convert completely to their point of view. You have to give. They won't give an inch. I mean, I'm convinced many of these people, their kindergartner teacher sent home a note to their parents that said, Johnny can't play well with others, okay, who are different. And so the thing is, we have to play well with others who are different, and remember that the problem is the people in our government who sit there and reward themselves with these very generous pensions while we have people, little old ladies living on, eating dog food, trying to get by on Social Security, but they take care of themselves with a hot, warm slice of pie, and they just kind of throw crumbs at the people who have been supporting them for years, who are very often better and more moral people than they are. And so the thing is, we have to be more focused, and a lot of people in the movement have to quit saying and doing things that splinter people and take us off the real problem with all their little agendas of liberals, Democrats, Jews, bankers. All of it can be summed up in the failure of your government employees.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the phone call, Renee. We're coming up on that break. When we come back, Lee in Tennessee, John in Tennessee, Art, who got it right, and then Blue. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
On the August 20th, they'll be in Sanford on August 22nd, and they'll be in Reidsville on August 25th. There's more information available on the web on those meetings. The three groups in the counties that have been affected in our area, Stokes, Yadkin, and Davie, will be having a group meeting in Courtney on August 5th. Details yet to be worked out. But we hope everyone who's concerned about this will come to that meeting also. There are many websites that will give you additional information. You can like our group on Facebook page, Yadkin and Davie Against Fracking, and that's A-N-D, and each word is capitalized, the first letter. There are several websites, nofrackingstokes.org, frackfreenorthcarolina.org. For Clean Water North Carolina, the website is cwfnc.org, yadkinriverkeeper.org, and you can contact me through the Facebook page.
Do we have Lee from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Hey there, Lee. I'm sorry. I just now got you, Lee. Go ahead.
No problem. I just want to tell everybody to go to Veterans Today and read their articles, and they've got a radio show on Monday and Wednesday. It's on another network. I don't know if I can say that or not, but just go to Veterans Today and read Stu Webb and Gordon Duff and some other people, and they were saying that the Russians, they did a data dump, and so did France, and they were saying that a few months before this next election, you know, they're going to set off two or three nukes in America, maybe New York or Chicago. Well, you know, New York's probably going to get it, and it's going to cause about maybe 300,000 casualties, and then that will, you know, cause everybody to get into a panic, and that would, you know, lead us to a dictatorship. But they were saying that two small nukes were planted in, you know, at 911, and they were saying that the Mossad planted them, you know, and that we got 25 nukes here in America and in other cities, and they're saying that George Bush, one of the Bushes, I think it was the first Bush, he was supposed to decommission the nuclear arsenal, but they sold some to Israel and other people, and that's how Israel, the Mossad, blackmailed the Bushes into going along with having a police state, you know, following 911. I know this sounds a little bit pushing the envelope, but everybody just needs to go there to Veterans Today and check out all the articles. You know, I don't give them 100%, but everybody needs to do it. And John Rappaport, he has an article. He has, go to No More Fake News, and he had an article about the vaccines are given in Africa. And he was saying the vaccines are giving a Ebola-like symptoms to all the natives in there, and they always run away when they get them. So I'm sure that the vaccine, I mean, this Ebola is created. You know, it's man-made.
Interesting. Well, everyone can check it out for themselves. I've not read those articles, so I can't really say anything on that one, Lee. But hey, I appreciate the information. I'm gonna try to give everybody some airtime. Thanks for the phone call. We're gonna go to John in Tennessee. Then we got Art off the grid. John, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, you know, you may not want to talk about this, but these people that are over in Iraq, they went from Mosul. They have fled up to the mountains. Baron, do you know what Mosul used to be back in Old Testament times? That was
Persia.
That was Nineveh. That was where Jonah was swallowed by the whale because he wouldn't go to Nineveh. He went to Nineveh. They all repented and became Christians. These are Christians that have fled to this mountain. And I think we may be getting ready to watch another Masada. Anyone knows Bible history? In 73 A.D., the Jews were attacked, the Hebrew were attacked by the Roman soldiers. And if what I believe is true, then Christians are modern-day Israel, and they're going to go through the same things that the Jews went through, or the Hebrew people went through. What's really interesting, Farron, is if you take today's date, 2014, and you subtract 73, which was about the year that Masada took place, you come up with another interesting year, 1941. And as a result of the war, it began with America in 1941. The so-called Jews, I believe those that say they are Jews and are not, in 1948, we're given a land that we now call Israel. I think we may be seeing another Mossad.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I'm not as well versed in that as you, obviously, but that's an interesting perspective, John. I guess we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
What they're doing, Farron, and I listened to a broadcast yesterday off of Rick Wiles on True News. These Muslims are actually cutting children in half, not just beheading them, not just killing Christians, but they're mutilating them. They're cutting kids in half.
I've got a story. You know, last week, I think it was Margaret brought up the crucifying of Christians in Syria. and some of the other countries. And it absolutely, I looked into that later Saturday. I put one of the stories up on the website, thealternativemedia.com. It absolutely happened, and it's fact.
Well, it's happening in Iraq right now. It's a result of these ISIS that are going in. And, I mean, look, they're all the people that are wanting to control this earth, are they're all on the same side. The only fight they have with one another is who's going to be the leader, who's going to drive the bus off the cliff, because they're not serving, I'm sorry, folks, Allah's a moon god. That's all there is to it. Anyway, appreciate you letting me get it out. I'd be interested to hear anybody else's comments. Am I nuts or am I on the money?
Hey, thanks, I appreciate the phone call. 1-800-313-9443. We've got Art and then Blue on hold. Art, how you doing? And Art, I got to tell you, are you with me?
Yeah, buddy, I'm there.
9/11, The Illusion was the first documentary that I saw, and I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was the first documentary made. And even though it's not, I really, it changed my perspective. I mean, I learned a lot about the event that I did not know. I already, you know, considered it an inside job, but you've got a 9/11, The Illusion, and a Loss of Liberty, which is about the USS Liberty coming to you. You're the only one so far that knew, that I know of.
Well, you're right. I believe it was the very first one ever done. It came out, I think it was about 8.5 months after September 11th. It was just shy of a year. It came out in 2002, done by George Humphrey. It was a yellow cover, had the Twin Towers on it with a plane flying toward it, said 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Our Choice, Fear or Love, and at the bottom it said something about proving that 9/11 was an inside job. I remember the DVD, because I was at a buddy's house and we watched it together. He had a copy of it.
Wow, that is very good. Yes, George Humphreys, and he has a website, fearandlove.com, I believe. But hey, that was really good, and those will be in the mail to you come first of the week.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Hey, what's on your mind about what all is happening in the world?
Oh man, I tell you what, the biggest thing that I'm paying attention to right now is this whole deal with immigration. And trying to get more people to look at this issue. Here's one of the biggest problems we have. We've got them now, turning these so-called unaccompanied children over to family members here in the United States. But there have been groups that are equating this, the way the handling of these children. There are groups who are equating the handling of these children to human smuggling. And a lot of these children are going to fall through the cracks. I mean, you look at the foster system here in this country, you look at Department of Children and Family Services, you look at DFACS, whatever they might call it wherever you live. Some places it's child welfare, some places it's Department of Child and Family Services. Different states will call it different things, but it's all the same thing. And you look at the system.
Hold that thought for me, Art. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Then we got Blue in Tennessee. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Art, then Blue in Tennessee, Werner in New Brunswick coming up. And Art, you know, you were talking about the what's going on the border. I was talking to my wife during the break. You know, if it's going to be handled at the border, the people, the citizens, is going to have to do it. We're not going to be able to rely on the government to do anything correctly ever. We should have come to that sad fact by now. But go ahead and continue with your thoughts, then we'll go to Blue and Werner.
Well, I don't care where you live, whatever they call it, DFACS, you know, Department of Family and Children Services, Child Protective Services, whatever they call it, they will take a child away from the parents for any reason. They don't care. They look for reasons to take children. Then they go into a foster home, and thousands of children every year fall through the cracks and get forgotten, and they wind up in child prostitution rings, and worse, dead. Okay, now these are American children. Now they're taking these immigrant children, these unaccompanied immigrant children, and they're going to do the exact same thing with them. But here's something else to think about. They're having a problem conditioning the minds of Americans, people who are born and grow up here, who are Americans. Because Americans are starting to think for themselves. They're starting to wake up. So they can't brainwash and indoctrinate these children.
So what do? Now they're encouraging these children. They don't want the parents. They want the children to come across the border. Think about what happened during World War One when Hitler's little clan started rounding up children, putting them in indoctrination centers, pre-educating the children. Now, maybe this is going out on a limb here, but who's to say this isn't part of the plan to get these immigrant children in here, get them into these little centers, and start indoctrinating them while they're young, before they can even speak English. You get them on board at a young age. They don't know any better. Our fertility rate here in this country is going to poop anyway. We have a fertility rate that is about to the point to drive us, our culture, extinct.
That's true.
To replace it with something.
That's a very interesting very interesting perspective. Hey, I appreciate that, Art. I've got your DVDs. They're coming to you. Hope you enjoy them. Pass them around. And we're going to go to Blue in Tennessee, then Werner in New Brunswick. That's probably all we have time for. Hey, Blue, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Darren. Real quick, interesting article that's up on Yahoo Finance. Did you know that Walmart is now going into the doctor business? They have now opened up 6 clinics in Texas and South Carolina.
I did know.
For $40, you can go visit the nurse practitioner. You'll never see a doctor. And Walmart employees get to visit for $4. As it goes on in the article, it says that Walmart is not looking to make money from the Affordable Care Act. They know that you're going to spend money on pharmaceuticals and medicine, which you'll need to treat the disease that you've been identified with at Walmart.
That is interesting. I'll have to give you that, Blue. That's interesting.
Well, below that, the next paragraph is, in other related health news, Psycho, a major credit score company, has announced that it will no longer weigh medical debt as heavily as it has in the past. Nearly one half of American debt is medical, which most likely means that she'll have a higher credit score.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it really is. For those of you that are out there, you know that I'm from Tennessee, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart, but we fought like hell to get Carr in. We just couldn't do it. He won all of Middle Tennessee, won several counties in my area, but I've been trying to sell Memphis for years, and I can't. And just kind of drug us down. And the last thing that I want to say is, if you listen on a phone line to RBN, you are going to be targeted, even if you have unlimited service, because they have targeted me twice this month, and you shut my phone service off twice this month, because I was listening too much to RBN.
Really?
And it was through Cricket. Now, Cricket was just bought by AT&T. And if you are a Cricket subscriber, do not buy a new phone, because it will be obsolete starting next March, because the entire system will change.
Well, good information. Yes. Hey, go ahead.
Baron, if you give Renee that much time on the air again, I'm driving personally to North Carolina and finding you. It's the same argument over and over, and it's like, honey, if you spend as much time as you do complaining about this and just doing something and go bring something new to the table, we might be able to fix some things. But you just rehash the same exact stuff. Do not give her that much time.
I hear please. You, but hey, go ahead, I'll give you the last word.
Please don't. And I hate to throw people under the bus, but man, come on. It's over and over. It's the same stuff. At least I bring something new to the table every time that I call in.
I always enjoy your phone calls.
All right. Take care, love.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to Werner in New Brunswick, patiently holding on. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, never a dull moment with your show, fan. I just turned on
And you mentioned there about the human, basically about the many immigrants, illegal ones that are coming across the border. And I just was thinking about government agencies have been involved in the drug trade. You know, the poppy fields are blooming again in Afghanistan since the militaries take care of it. The Colombian drug cartels, Fast and Furious, Holder, he provided them with, and the Mexican drug cartels, he provided them with weapons, you know. And I think it could be about this human smuggling, you know, to, like the coyotes, you know. People have to hand over quite sizable amount of money in order to get their relatives into the United States. Could it be that in all cases, their government officials, they got deep pockets and sticky fingers that they are involved in it?
Well, I think that's an excellent point. We've actually pondered that on this broadcast before. I mean, it supposedly cost tens of thousands of dollars to do this, and now there's tens of thousands doing it simultaneously. Who's funding it? I mean, it is a manufactured crisis. It's by design. They're taking us wherever they want us to go. And I agree with you 100%. I don't know exactly what their end game goal philosophy is here, but it's you know, it's too coincidental. It's beyond happenstance for this to be happening at this point in time, unless it is being assisted at the highest levels. You're 100% correct. I agree.
And how many of the election campaign funding of those so-called people's representatives of their funding is in one way or another connected to those illegal income sources? So basically they sit on their hands, they do nothing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you make a good point. Drug trade, we could go down a whole big long list. Afghanistan's got a bumper crop of opium after you know, they practically had eradicated it before we got back into Afghanistan. So you make some good points, and you know, we're just seeing things continually to decline while the mainstream media tries to put the rose-colored glasses firmly on the face of the American people that things are somehow getting better, when all of the indicators point directly in the opposite direction. We got about 30 seconds. They're yours. Any last word, Werner? Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
Werner's gone. Hey, a lot of good information, good phone calls. Jerry in Chicago just summed the whole deal up with the first call of the hour. And Art knew George Humphreys, the first documentary film. If you didn't know that, maybe we shared some information. I'm going to try to do this from time to time, do it more often. We've got a sponsor that likes to give out DVDs. It's something the last time we did the DVD giveaway for everybody that sent their address in, it was a lot. There's a lot of listeners, so we're going to do it one at a time now for a while. But maybe we'll have another question next week. Well, we're out of time, and this is Farron at the Alternative Media saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.